Did you make faces when you saw the story about LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers? Zach Jackson, 722. Did you make faces?
Well, I have like a Bobby Knight game face that okay. I make. When people ask what Bobby Knight's game face is, what would he do? He'd start to make all these weird twitching faces.
So the Lakers are interested in moving on, it seems. That according to Brian Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, that by spring of next year, he ain't going to be a Laker anymore. They're going to build around Luka. They're going to move forward here. I think LeBron, for the first time in his career, is seeing what it's like on the other side. And I think there's a lot of Cavs fans over the weekend, this morning. And again, we'll talk more about Quinshon Judkins and everything else going on there at 722. But we had to talk about this. Is I think there are a lot of Cleveland fans who are saying, I told you so, over the weekend, when it comes to LeBron. Because you know, this is a guy who I think his shadow is probably bigger than the Cavs. There's people who don't want to admit that, but it is. I would say it's, you know, you got Dwayne Wade there. Maybe his shadow is bigger in Miami, but bigger than the Heat. Regardless, his shadow is bigger than the Heat. But in Los Angeles, I'm sorry, you're at the end of your career. You're even though he won the championship there, he's not known for that championship. He's really known for the Cleveland championship in 2016. And maybe the back-to-back's a little bit more in Miami. But certainly the 2020 championship is a championship that happened in a bubble, happened at a different time of year. Just seems to be this weird thing that I don't think a lot of people really remember. And you're just not in that city while he is going to be a guy who's beloved here. Statue here, statue in Akron. He's not that guy in Los Angeles. He's not Kareem. He's not Magic. He's not Kobe. And I'm surprised to a level it's going this way. I thought really they would stick with him basically until the very end. I'm surprised, but it would be the prudent move. But for LeBron, I think that this is an example about why he's, or the reason why he's been doing all this stuff over the last couple of weeks. The Cleveland stuff, the golfing, the on the boat with people in his jersey, things like that. Like, I think that this is definitely him wanting to say he wants to be admired again and respected again for what he does.
Did you see he didn't even text DeAndre Ayton? Like, Ayton said he got all these texts, and he did not get one from LeBron James.
But I'm not surprised. I think that he doesn't feel that he wants to be his teammate, that LeBron doesn't want to be his teammate. And I think that he's probably upset. I think he would love to facilitate a trade. Now, so many people had brought up, well, if he really wanted to facilitate a trade, he would have taken, he would have opted out and taken the minimum or something like that. Yeah, I think that's easier said than done. If I were mad at an organization for me feeling used, which you can feel, you can laugh at that all you want, but that's how he feels. If you feel like you've been used by an organization, you're going to take every single damn dime they owe you. And then you're going to make them figure it out, because he's still a guy who commands a lot of attention. And I do think that he would command something back in any sort of a return in a trade. You know, I don't know what teams can actually do something. I think that the Cavs actually doing something is going to be pretty difficult to do. But I think that he still, and it's true, he believes he can still do what he wants. He can still do what he wants. And if he decides by the time camp comes around that I don't want to be a Laker anymore, then he can, damn it, he's going to probably decide that. And we will be off to the races on a sort of move for him. But he has to come out and officially say he don't want to be a Laker anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's doing everything he can. Because I think he's still kind of trying to keep his toes dipped in multiple places.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't ever want to be perceived. Like, he loves the gossip. He doesn't mind that.
Of course.
But he doesn't want to be perceived as tanking a season before he goes into it for a team. So he's never going to come out, you know, flat out and demand the trade. He'll squeeze you.
You really
don't
think
so? He'll squeeze you from the outside.
You really don't think so? I mean, Kobe himself did demand a trade once on a radio show.
He has his agent to do that. I mean, he has Rich Paul to make things as uncomfortable as he can. And Rich Paul is one of the most influential, high-powered agents in all of sports right now.
But don't you think it would be easier for him to do that? Don't you think it would be easier for everybody if he were to come out and say, I want to be traded, I don't want to be here? And I think he specifically, because I think that he cares about legacy, I don't think that he would just want to be traded to Dallas or somewhere else. I really do think that this is the place where he would want to be traded to, and this is going to stare us right there in the face. Because if he comes out and he says,
what about the Knicks?
You know, from what he said about James Dolan before, I find it hard to believe, but maybe there's a possibility.
I mean, he came back and played for Dan Gilbert.
He did. That's why I think that they're still very, the time has passed. It's a better organization than what it was. It is Mike Brown as the head coach. I mean, Mike Brown is their guy. I don't know if that would have a negative or positive effect for him. I would feel it be more negative
crazy,
for him.
Though?
But
when did he last play for Mike Brown?
Been a while.
It is so
been a while.
Long. That's what's so crazy is, like you saying that, I had almost forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, it's been that many years, so I don't know. It seems like Mike Brown has a pretty damn good
because
reputation now in the
wherever
NBA.
Wherever he goes, I'm sorry, wherever he goes, like, the Knicks, if he were to lead the Knicks to a championship, how big of a move would that be? It'd be big. If
My
he ended
God,
up in Golden
it'd be massive.
State, if he ended up at Golden State the way that people talk, I think it would be more Steph's championship than his. I think that he takes on that Kevin Durant mm-hmm. role of adding on to an organization. Here, if he comes back, let's call it what it is. I think he wants his power. I think he wants his standing still in the NBA. I think he's only got 2 years left and he still wants it his way. But I don't know how realistic of a chance it's going to be. I still don't find it to be really realistic with what they have to do, with the maneuvering they have to do it.
It's hard to know because, you know, guys like Brian Windhorst keep saying that, look, it's not going to be a trade. And then he'll add, like, the odds of a buyout are so small, but yet the window seems to continue to be open. That's what's so weird about this, and that's why it makes me continue to think that he is already applying all sorts of pressure in every which way he can without demanding a trade.
Would they pay him off $53 million to go?
You know, the number that I keep seeing was, well, if he can get like 80%. Like, why would the Lakers want to do that? It continues to be confusing to me why it hasn't just been squashed. And make no mistake, it has not been squashed. Because if it had been squashed, we would know it. It's not. It clearly isn't. There seems to be that this door is cracked open. And look, the one thing that I keep saying is, for anybody that thinks like, oh, he's washed up, I'm like, well, that's clearly not the case. I mean, he's second team all NBA. And there were times last year where he still looked like a top five player in the entire sport. And people are using the playoff series against him. Like, I've heard some Cavs fans do that. And I'm like, well, you're not allowed to. Because if you're using LeBron's playoffs against him, then what do I do for Darius Garland? What do I do for so many of the Cavaliers that have shrunk, you know, multiple playoffs when obviously LeBron James, I mean, I love how they're using the playoff exit against him more than anything. But, you know, the numbers were still there. He was still really, really good.
Well, because I think anybody's trying to cling on to any reason other than their emotions for not wanting him back to not want him back. So that becomes a big calling card of, well, what was he during the season or what was he during the playoffs? I think is what people make it out to be. And he had only played a handful of games really with Luka Doncic going into that. I mean, there's ways to explain it. And I also say, well, the West is very difficult. I think if you put him on this team right now, they go to the NBA Finals.
That's what I mean. Like in New York or in Cleveland, LeBron has so much of a better shot to win a championship than that spot right now, just because of their roster and how loaded the West is. And I keep saying this to Cavs fans, like for those that say they don't want LeBron, we're just fine without, you know, the one guy that won us a championship. Somehow we're just fine, even though we can't get out of the second round. Would you be okay if he gets traded to the Knicks? Because I'd pick the Knicks to beat us flat out.
Yeah.
I think that would be a difference maker. Already, I think the Knicks would give us a war and could definitely beat us.
If you
traded Karl Anthony Towns for LeBron, yeah, goodbye. I picked the Knicks in a series against us.
If you were okay with him getting traded to the Knicks, you either don't live in reality, you really hate LeBron, and you don't really care for basketball. Those are the reasons. If you were just fine with it, you don't think that they can beat the Knicks with LeBron. Nobody would believe that. You don't really like him, then you really, really, really don't like him. And then you know what? You can say you're a baseball or a football fan first. Because it's not the same. 216-474-0092. I think that he should put pressure on them. I think at some point he should maybe demand a trade if he wants to. I think that it could work out in his benefit. Or if they could buy him out to some level, then fine. I think it might be up for it.